How's it look out your window?
I'm a couple blocks away from the subway station, and from that subway platform, you can see all the way to Manhattan. And looking online at pictures, what we would be seeing if we could go outside, lower Manhattan is dark, which is I've never seen in my life. It's so creepy looking because lower Manhattan has had their power shut off.
So do you have power?
Yeah, we have power right now. We're fine. The thing about the power lines in Manhattan are underground, and in Queens, where I live, and in Brooklyn and Staten Island, a lot of them are above ground. So that's where most of the power outages from the wind are going to be, is in the outer boroughs. But in Manhattan, below a certain level, they shut it off preemptively so that it didn't like fry the lines when water got in them.
There's no flooding in your area, is there?
No, I'm like right smack dab in the middle of Queens. The edges, you know, along the East River closer to Manhattan, there's some. People who are in lower Manhattan and on the edges by the river have water in their basements, water on the streets, power outages, pictures of the rivers overflowing their banks. They've closed down all the bridges in and out of Manhattan except for like two tunnels, I think, you know, into Queens and into New Jersey. And they've closed down the bridge between Staten Island and Brooklyn, and the whole subway system is shut down. We had to evacuate the FDNY headquarters in lower Manhattan by boat where we are. We're not in any danger of flooding for us. It'll be possibility of some wind damage and power outages.
And what does it sound like outside?
Like a lot of wind. We've had some branches cracking and falling down in the backyard, and we've been hearing a lot of stuff blowing around. A piece of like aluminum sheeting in our neighbor's back patio fell off of their shed and was blowing around. That made us a little nervous. We're worried that if the power goes out sometime tonight, it might be a day or so before we get power back and we won't be able to go anywhere tomorrow. It is what it is. It's like a big snowstorm would be a Mogan, you know?
Is this your first hurricane you've experienced since you're a Utah native?
Yeah, we were supposed to have had a Hurricane Irene last year about the same time, but it turned out to not be as bad as they were predicting. You know, we did the same things, get extra water and flashlights and batteries, and from this year is already, it's not quite over yet, and it's already much worse than it was last year. The water levels, storm surge levels in lower Manhattan and Battery Park and around the rivers are already surpassing record levels since the 1820s or 50s or something, and it feels that way too. But we made the same preparations. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
How do you feel about it?
I live with two roommates, and none of us are complaining about having a day off of work. None of us are planning on going into work tomorrow because we can't get in and out of Manhattan. There was a fatality out in the far end of Queens already from a man who a tree fell on his house. I know people here who have had to evacuate or who have had to go without power already and who've been, you know, posting pictures of their streets outside their window and there's cars halfway underwater.
In your opinion, what's a good place for Utahns to get news about what's happening?
The WSJ and the New York Times have taken down their paywall so that you can get access to their online news coverage. I get most of my news on right now on Twitter. I follow the New York Transit Authority and Governor's Office.
While Chelsea is enjoying eating Reese's Cups at home, she hopes people are taking warnings seriously. And at the same time, viewers across the nation realize sometimes tropical storms are sensationalized by the news. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.